New York State's Emergency Management Office has told federal officials it cannot certify the emergency plan for communities surrounding the Indian Point nuclear power plant. That's because the counties closest to the plant have withheld their certification of the plan. The state and counties withheld certification because of a recent state-sponsored report that found the plan was inadequate in a post-9/11 world. From member station WNYC, Amy Eddings reports.
The state had until today to give the Federal Emergency Management Agency its annual report on local emergency preparations in the event of a disaster at Indian Point. Yesterday, opponents of the nuclear plant had just concluded a news conference urging Governor George Pataki to withhold certification when the news came that, indeed, that was exactly what his administration had done. Steve Kent is with Nuclear Free Hudson.
The state is now unified. The people of New York are saying to Washington, we are not protected by this plan. We won't certify it. We won't perpetuate the fiction anymore. The ball is in your court, and the law requires that you close it.
Under Nuclear Regulatory Commission rules, local and state certification of emergency plans is desirable, but not required for a nuclear power plant to continue operating. Indian Point's annual certification process is usually perfunctory. The four counties that lie within a 10-mile radius of the plant send a checklist of their preparations to the state, which sends it to FEMA, which lets the NRC know that all is in order. Not this time. Since September 11th, residents and elected officials have grown increasingly jittery about Indian Point, located just 35 miles from Midtown Manhattan. Those jitters soared when a state-sponsored report by James Lee Witt, a former director of FEMA, determined the evacuation plan was inadequate in the event of a rapid radiation release and that it didn't fully take into account a terrorist attack. Andrew Spano, the executive of Westchester County, where the plant is located, led the county-level effort to withhold certification.
I mean, this is definitely a national security issue. Westchester cannot handle it. We already spend over $4 million a year in Westchester County on this radiological emergency plan. We do not have the resources and the capacity to make this whole without big public intervention by FEMA and the federal government.
A spokesman for FEMA says it will review the state's letter and figure out its next step. It is currently writing its own assessment of an emergency drill that Indian Point held last fall, and FEMA says it will include the Witt Report's findings. FEMA must report on the state's lack of certification to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The NRC could respond in numerous ways, from ordering a fine-tuning of the plan to shutting down Indian Point. Jim Steets, a spokesman for Entergy, which owns Indian Point, says the company believes the current plan is adequate and that the plant will not be closed. But, he adds, the state's action is a positive step.
We think what will come from this is improvements in the plan, ultimately, that will further ensure the safety of the public in and around Indian Point.
But opponents believe the derailed certification process has handed them their best opportunity yet to shut down the plant or convert it to a non-nuclear facility. But there will still be safety issues. Spent fuel rods stored at the plant are widely considered to be a more hazardous target than the reactors. And then there are the economics. Local officials would have to figure out how to make up for Indian Point's 1,500 jobs and more than $24 million in annual taxes. County officials say they'll start studying those concerns within weeks. For NPR News, I'm Amy Eddings in New York.